Chapter 24. Celine traced the lines of the white scales on Nath's arm. They were smooth to the touch, yet tougher than iron. It was a fascinating feature of dragons. He stirred the slightest, and it gave her a shiver. He'd awakened soon. She had discontinued the sleep charm she'd put on him.
"And the lies will resume once more."
Her cherry lips formed the slightest smile.
"I like lying, and this one hates it. Why is that?"
She brushed his red hair away from his face and admired his strong, handsome features. She rested her other hand on the gentle rise and fall of his deep chest.
"So much power, and such little understanding."
A gust of wind blasted into Nath's bedroom, extinguishing one of the torches. She made her way to the balcony and secured the door. Outside on his terrace, the feline fury's paws were propped up on the balcony, and its head was cast downward. Her face grew tight.
"Gorley."
Once the war was won, she'd see to it every changeling died. They were too dangerous. Too much of a threat to let live. She relit the extinguished torch with her fingertip, resumed her place by Nath's side, and lay down on his chest. His heartbeat galloped.
"Oh, Nath,"
she sighed.
"I'm really going to hate to do this to you."
She raised up and began tracing the white lines on his scales again.
"I'm going to have to make up an explanation for this. A really good one, as I promised."
She clasped her fingers with his. Her scales were coal black and not a single trace of white. Why was he different? Was it the good in him? Or something else? Gorn Gratic never had explained. The thought of her dark father gave her a shiver. He'd brought her up, but she knew little about herself. She was a dragon, born a girl human. How, she did not know. From her earliest memories, Gorn had been the one to show her everything. How to hunt, to fly, to kill. He told her she was filled with wondrous powers, and with her by his side, he'd take over the world. Nath moaned, and her body became rigid. She'd have to lead him into darkness. She'd have to convince him to kill a good dragon. Maybe she could make Nath think it was an accident. That might get the job done. Surely he would defend himself. She had no choice. If Nath didn't fall in step with her, Gorn Gratic would kill him. Nath could not survive Gorn and all his forces. Nath's fingers tightened around hers. She said, freeing her hand. She gave him a kiss on the cheek.
"See you soon."
Then she departed from his room. Nath woke with a funny taste in his mouth. Next, his sight was fuzzy. Holding his head, he grunted and slung the sheets from his bed. His first step wobbled. With the second one, he found his strength, headed for the balcony, and slung the door open. The piercing eyes of the fury greeted him.
"Great Guzan, are you going to gawk or eat me?"
He pushed past the beast and glanced down into the streets. It was quiet. No one was moving. Dragons perched as gargoyles on the rooftops. The guards barely even shifted on their posts.
"How long?"
he said.
"How long this time?"
He leaned against the balcony and rubbed his eyes, trying to figure out the last thing he did. He was in Celine's throne room, talking. His stomach rumbled.
"Eating?"
They had been discussing the battle between the dragons and how he could put an end to it once and for all. He balled up his fists and snarled.
Celine.
He rushed out of his room and up the stairs toward the doors of her throne room. A pair of Drakus barred his path. One started to speak. Nath's blood turned fire red.
The High Priestess!
Nath slung one Drakus right into the other and flung the doors wide open. Inside, Celine sat on her throne, her face lit up with surprise.
Nath!
She exclaimed.
You have awakened. Thank the dragons.
She rushed down the dais and right up to him.
I feel joy, I think.
She embraced him. He grabbed her shoulders and pushed her backward, asking,
What happened? How long has it been?
Nath,
she said, taking his hand.
Come and sit. It hasn't been so long, just a few months.
He pulled his arms from her hands and said,
Are you certain?
As certain as the scales on my tail,
she said, swiping it along his side.
And I am relieved. I feared you'd sleep through the truce.
She pulled a chair out for him.
And that would have been a disaster after all the work you've done.
With a furrowed brow, Nath took a seat. His sleep didn't feel the same as the other long ones. He felt groggy, not bright-eyed and energetic as before. He held back a yawn.
It's all right, Nath,
she said.
You've been through much. Even dragons get tired. I know I am.
You never seem tired to me, he said.
I'm a woman, so to speak. We hide it well. Now eat.
He grabbed some cherries in his clawed fingers and ate them one by one. He noticed Celine eyeing his scales.
What is it?
You have even more white scales now,
she said.
I envy them.
He glanced at his hands and said,
I don't notice any difference.
I do, and I think it's a good thing.
Why is that?
I think it's the truce you have sworn. Nath, it's making an impact. Not just on you, but all the people. You are growing.
I don't see how sleeping is doing a good thing.
Sometimes the best action is no action. Sometimes the best words are none at all. Silence is often an excellent answer.
She poured him a glass of wine.
Enjoy the peace we live in, Nath. Your patience is changing you. Your wisdom makes you stronger.
And that's why I have white scales?
Nath, many dragons have many scales of different colors. You see how they change as they grow. You are growing. And with growing comes change, that's all.
You're growing, he said. How come all your scales are black?
I like black. It suits me. Besides, there is no change in me. I am what I am.
You are what you want to be, Celine. Anyone can change. Even a dragon.
He took a sip of wine.
You just have to want it.
Celine's eyes became distant and she turned her gaze away. He'd never seen that look before. She was strong, confident, striking, but not at this moment. He eyed his scaled arms and fingers.
Huh?
What?
She asked, turning back towards him.
Maybe that's what's happening to me. I'm finally learning.
You're young, but you're not a fool.
He dug into his food. Maybe he had been too hard on himself. That was his problem. He needed to trust his instincts and be patient.
I need to end this war between the dragons.
If I can change, they all can change. They just need a good leader.
So, what has happened while I've been out?
He said.
Well,
Celine said, resting her hand on his arm.
The citizens miss seeing their champion, and they've been restless. You have such an effect on them.
I'm not worried about them so much. I'm worried about the warring dragons. What has happened to them?
Nath, you need not worry about so much. You just woke up. Ease your way into things.
I'm not going to sit here and do nothing, Celine.
We can do some things. Perhaps a walk through the city.
He rapped his fist on the table.
Don't be childish.
Nath got up from the table and said,
Then don't play games.
He made a bead for the door.
All right, Nath,
she said.
All right.
He stopped but didn't turn.
The skirmishes are becoming more frequent and on a larger scale in some places.
She sighed a long breath.
But you can't go chasing the winds. You aren't ready yet.
He turned and said,
I want you to take me to the nearest battlefield. Will you do it?
I'm not going to resist you, Nath. I've held you back enough already. And I support your cause. Our cause. I'll gather a legion and we'll leave at first light.
Good,
he said, turning and walking back through the doors. Selene smiled as he walked out.
Perfect.